Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada to talk about the past year in law enforcement and what the future holds for the Knoxville Police Department.
Tell us about how the year 2014 has been for the Knoxville Police Department.
It's been a very interesting year for us. We had a lot of interesting cases over the course of the year and a lot of interesting accomplishments by the police department. Overall, it's been pretty good.
What are some things that occurred this year that really stand out in your mind for your department?
Well, there were a couple things. Recently, we had the major case of a shooting in town. That case is still pending. Those charges were upgraded to attempted murder. So that'll be an interesting case when it comes through fruition. We spent quite a bit of time investigating that. Earlier in the year, we had a sexual assault case involving a public official. Again, that was a very intensive investigation. It took a lot of time, a lot of effort on our manpower, and it resulted in charges being filed. And again, that's another case that has not yet been resolved, and we're looking forward to have that resolved sometime in the future. The other interesting case, and I don't know if it's necessarily a single case, but we had a phenomenon this year that was very unusual. We had 4 suicides. Usually we have less than 1. So to have that many suicides in a year and several attempts was a very big concern for the police department. And not just the police department, but the community in general. And the police department, the fire department, the sheriff's office, and public health are now all working together, along with the schools, I should add, to working together to see if we can come up with some kind of community outreach program that may be able to identify these people that are having some challenges and are at risk for suicide, and maybe we can do some early interventions or do something to keep this from becoming a standard.
What are some things people should be on the lookout for in that regard? You mentioned that there were a lot more suicides this year than there had been previous years. Are there some warning signs that people can kind of look at to kind of maybe see if a person is in need of assistance in that regard?
Well, the first thing I say is every case is different. There's no one thing that says if you see this, you have to be wary. So what you need to do as a person is when you have somebody that you care for, somebody you know, that starts having a change of behavior, and the change of behavior is not necessarily for the better, take some time to figure out what's going on in that person's life. Sometimes a simple phone call or a simple question from you might be enough to change his attitude. Let him know you care. Let her know you care. Do something. And if it's bad enough or you're scared enough for this person's safety, then let somebody know, whether that be law enforcement, medical practitioner, a clergy person, a family member of the person. Tell somebody. And if you're that scared, let's get him some help. There are ways to get a person into emergency medical evaluation for mental health issues. So if you're concerned about the mental health of a person, contact us and we can help you get through that process.
Now, you already mentioned about gathering together the community to try and find out solutions in regards to suicide prevention and such like that. What are some other things that the Knoxville Police Department is looking to possibly do in 2015?
2015 is going to be a challenging year. The changing populations and everything that's happening nationwide dealing with law enforcement response to situations, it will affect how we do business here in Knoxville. We have no idea how that's going to be or what that impact's going to be. So we're starting now to talk and plan for those changes, anticipate what those might be, and figure out how we can position ourselves to minimize the negative impact on our community.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.